open to him. Even more has the Swami striven to keep the letter subordinate to the spirit. Any scripture is only secondarily an historical document. To treat it as an object of mere intellectual curiosity is to cheat the world of its deeper message. If mankind is to derive the highest benefit from a study of it, its appeal must be primarily to the spiritual consciousness. And one of the salient merits of the present translation lies in this, that the translator approaches this task not only with the grave concern of the careful scholar, but also with the profound reverence and fervour of the true devotee, the editor. Introduction. The Upanishads represent the loftiest heights of ancient Indo-Aryan thought and culture. They form the wisdom portion, or Gyanakanda, of the Vedas, as contrasted with the Karmakanda, or sacrificial portion. In each of the four great Vedas, known as Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva, there is a large portion which deals predominantly with rituals and ceremonials, and which has for its aim to show man how by the path of right action he may prepare himself for higher attainment. Following this in each Veda is another portion called the Upanishad, which deals wholly with the essentials of philosophic discrimination and ultimate spiritual vision. For this reason, the Upanishad...